We are welcomed by a special guest this morning live in the studios to talk about Marquette Art Week. We're in the midst of Art Week right now, and I'm joined by Tristan Lomo. Good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Kurt.
Good to have you in the studio this morning to talk about what's happening all throughout Marquette and throughout this Art Week in the fifth annual Art Week, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell our listeners what your role is in this first and then how things have been going so far?
Yeah, so I work as the Arts and Senior Services Coordinator for the City of Marquette Community Services Department. So I'm pretty heavily involved in kind of event planning, event coordination for both the Marquette Senior Center and the Marquette Arts and Culture Center. And one of the Marquette Arts and Culture Center's biggest events of the year is Art Week. As you mentioned, it's the fifth annual. So we started this in 2014, and it originally started as a way to fill up more of the summer weekends and weeks that we had left. Seems like there's an event every single day in the summer now. So it's been awesome to see that grow. It started off as just a way for us to kind of hold programming in the summer, kind of consolidate a lot of special events into one week, get people out there and trying new things. And we've just been floored 5 years later at how much it's grown, going from starting off with us doing a lot of the coordinating of all the events and getting people together for it to people really approaching us with what they want to do with new ideas and then working alongside with us. So it's just been this awesome collaborative community effort. Everybody's really embracing it. And obviously late June in Marquette can't be beat in terms of weather and general spirit around town. So we really want to capture that and get people out and embracing art in kind of more unconventional ways.
Right. And you spoke to the growth of it over the years and how the collaboration has continued to evolve with Art Week. It sounds like there's been other entities and organizations that plan their events around Art Week too, right?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, so we have two incredible partners in the Downtown Development Authority and Travel Marquette, who have been really ardent supporters of Art Week and really pushing to help it be as best as it can be. On top of that, we have dozens of local arts organizations and nonprofits, such as Lake Superior Art Association, Marquette Artists Collective. I could go on and on. And they all contribute to events as well. And every year they come to us with new ideas of what they want to do. And then also bring back some events year after year if they're successful. So it's cool to see things grow on an individual level, but also the week as a whole kind of adapt and find out what the community really wants. And then diving a little further, engaging different artists. So artists of many different media. We try to really capture that creative spirit in whatever form it may take, whether it's a painter who wants to do outdoor painting at our plein air competition, or people who love music having a chance to see outdoor concerts that possibly would not take place otherwise. Really just engaging as many people as we can who want to be exposed to the arts and share that with one another.
Yeah, and it's nice to hear that, you know, Art Week doesn't just mean art on the canvas. You know, you're including music, you're involving poetry in it too, and you've got all ages. You know, you've got people drawing poetry and chalk art on the sidewalk, right? All the way up to, you said, the plein air painting. So, I mean, something for everyone, for all ages. Plus, we can also mention tonight is the Marquette Symphony Orchestra Summer Strings.
Yep.
That's part of Art Week as well.
Yeah, the symphony, they started the Summer Strings concert series last year. They had a pair of concerts, and they brought it back this year after a really successful first season last year. Yeah, so they have three concerts this summer, and the first of which is going to take place tonight at the Marquette Commons. Starts at 6 o'clock and is going to go on at the same time as the Evening Farmers Market. So it'll be a really fun occasion down there.
Yeah, most excellent. And you know, this is the rich and diverse culture of Marquette that is included in this. So definitely a great opportunity to come out and, like you said, head to the farmer's market, engage your ears with some sound and check out the art that's around town. Do you know, like, the reach of how far the art is involved? Because I've seen pictures on Facebook of, like, you know, some stained glass things on certain buildings and stuff. Does that reach as far as Marquette City proper?
So because we're a City Marquette office, a lot of our events are tailored inward, kind of permeating outside of the downtown area. And then we have a few events out at Presque Isle this weekend, so that's kind of the northern reach of that. But another thing to the point of kind of growing Art Week is that we've seen, even if events aren't official events, things that we know of, people still like to embrace Art Week and share the message of Art Week. So we'll have businesses outside of town talk about Art Week and mention that, and we'll have, you know, people sharing the word outside of the Marquette downtown area But yeah, the energy kind of flows inward, and we want to kind of start it there. And we've been slowly growing it out. But yeah, the focus is City of Marquette.
Excellent, excellent. And so for our listeners' sake, what is coming up for the rest of Art Week? Are there some events that we can highlight for anyone who maybe didn't realize it's happening and they want to engage in some kind of activity this week while it's happening?
Yeah, certainly. So I'll just give a few of the highlights, and I'll let you know how to find the full schedule after this. Yeah, like we mentioned, this evening is the Symphony Summer Strings at the Commons. And then tomorrow's going to be a really big day for us. We have, there's a Japanese art workshop going on at the Arts and Culture Center from 11 to 1. That's origami and calligraphy. That's free and open to the public, all ages. And then we have an 8-hour comic challenge going on all day at the library as well. That's a new event this year. And then the evening's the annual Downtown Marquette Art Stroll. So the Art Stroll brings together 30 or 40 local businesses in the downtown area, each hosting an individual or groups of artists and putting up temporary displays and having little receptions in their space.
Nice.
So a way for people to get out, walk around downtown, pop in and out of shops, hopefully support those businesses along the way, and then see some great art from different artists. And then a city band concert that evening after the Art Stroll, also at the Commons. Friday kicks off our plein air painting competition, which has become a really big event, drawing people from around the country, actually. This is going to be our third year doing it. So Friday evenings are dusk to dark competition, so painting in the sunset out at Presque Isle.
Hmm.
And then Saturday is our full-day competition, where people can go anywhere around Marquette and paint in the plein air. And then Saturday evening, we're doing a big ol' end of Art Week bash and end of plein air bash at the Presque Isle Pavilion in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Friday night is a Pine Mountain Music Festival concert. That's gonna
right.
be outstanding with the upstarts. And
yep.
that's actually two local musicians, Eric Bennett and Liz Grugan, are going to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be awesome to be at the band shell for something of that magnitude. It's going to be a really special show.
Yeah, and I think that show is a free concert as well.
It is, yep.
Wrapping up Pine Mountain and also coordinating with Art Week. Like you said, other organizations kind of celebrating Art Week at the same time and taking mm-hmm. that opportunity to really share all kinds of art. So that's a wonderful opportunity. And again, sponsored by the Marquette Downtown Development Authority and the City of Marquette. We're speaking with Tristan Loma, talking all about Marquette Art Week. And how could folks reach out to you to find out about Art Week, or else how could they find out the full schedule of events for Art Week?
So you can contact our office at any time. You can find us on Google or Facebook, City Marquette Arts and Culture Center. Feel free to leave a message for us, either email or phone, and we'll get back to you. We're in and out of the office because of all the events going on, but mm-hmm. we're definitely checking those. If you want to see a schedule, market365.com. That's our local community calendar powered by the Marquette Chamber. It's our second year using that as kind of the home base for all of Art Week, and we love it. So that's a good resource that lays out every single event going on in greater detail, so you can read about things a little more. We have most events posted on our Facebook. You can follow along there for updates about where we're at and seeing the progress of certain art projects going on around town. And otherwise, just find us on the streets. Go to the events. We make it to every event. And we have booklets circulating around town, too. Nice 24-page booklets highlighting each event as well. So grab that, and it's a nice guide to everything going on this week.
Excellent. Well, Tristan, I want to thank you for coming by to tell us all about Art Week and all the fun things that are happening and ways that people can engage with art in Marquette.
Yeah, thanks, Kurt.
All right, we'll be right back here on Class Eclectic.